Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is entitled Second Date Update. How do you get here with us? Well, if you've been out on a great date here in Madison and you think, hey, man, things are great, this is going to be the start of a beautiful, long relationship, and then you get blown off or ghosted or breadcrumbed or whatever they call it now, you find yourself here with us.
Yeah, you just very much think you're the suckiest person in the world and no one likes you, but that's not true.
There's
many people that call us on Second Date Update for this very reason.
And we need people to keep calling us, so that's why we're helping out. We're going to help out Colin this morning. Hey, Colin.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good,
man. Thanks for being on Second Date Update here. I know you've been through a what you described as a great date with a girl named Sarah. Is that right?
Yeah, this girl's Sarah. We met on Bumble, actually.
All right, so you're there, and Sarah contacts you. You got to be excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very excited. You know, I mean, especially if the girl's making the first move, it already feels like it's starting off right, you know?
Sure.
So we text back and forth on the app, got along on that, decided to go get some drinks over at Mickey's Tavern. I'm sure you guys know it, over on Willie Street. Great place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. We got there, we literally had one drink, and she said she needed to leave.
Ooh, ouch.
And I don't know what that's all about. I mean, she knows what I look like, so it's not like I was, like, catfishing her or anything like that. Like, I just don't know what's going on. So,
all right. What drink did she have? Did you order the drink, or did she order her own drink?
She ordered her own drink.
Okay.
I ordered my own drink. I paid for both of them, so it's not like... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. She had one drink, drank it real fast.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was like, hey, I'll have a Bloody Mary and she'll have a Tom Collins. And she's like, I got to get out of here. This guy's crazy. But if you ordered your own drink.
She just got up and left?
Yes, I got to go now and just left.
All maybe, right. I don't know. Maybe she got her womanhood.
That happens.
That sometimes can occur.
Then now you've tried to call her back. You've tried to get back in touch with her and she's like not around. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Even, you know, I tried to message her back on Bumble, didn't get anything. Sent her a message on Facebook, you know, found her on, we weren't friends on Facebook yet, but I messaged her on Facebook.
Yeah.
And she hasn't replied to that. And I'm like, what is going on with this girl? Like, it doesn't make it, the date wasn't long enough to have anything go wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you poor thing.
Basically, didn't have time to make any mistakes,
no.
Colin.
It was a premature date.
It's premature. Have you ever been on a date, Krista, where you had one drink and just left for no reason?
No, but I have called a guy to come over once, and I purposely just didn't answer my door because I didn't feel like it. Like, I changed my mind on the spot. I did say that was nice. I did not say that was nice.
Jesus.
I don't know.
So there is that out there, Colin. Yeah. Maybe she just changed her mind. But you know, girls, we can't figure them out, but that's why we do this. So we're going to call Sarah right now. Don't say anything. We'll see if we can't get to the bottom of it, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, here we go. Second date update.
Hello?
Hey, is this Sarah?
Yeah, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Hi.
I'm good.
Good. We're good. This is actually Marco and Krista. Mm-hmm. We are on the radio right now as we speak to you live on 93.1 Jams.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi.
I like
Hi,
to just
honey.
Put that right out there so you know what's going on right away.
Yeah. Let's take a big guess of why we're calling you.
I honestly have no idea.
All right. Well, we do this segment on our show called Second Date Update, where you've been out with somebody, and in their eyes, boy, the date was amazing. But in whatever your eyes, it wasn't, because you left and didn't call them back, and now they are just left wondering.
Oh, okay.
Remember, like, the one and done cocktail guy? Yeah.
Do you remember? Do you know who we're talking about?
Colin?
It was and still is Colin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yes. So we're just calling to figure out, like, what happened. Everybody was like, it was cool, and they said you were having a good time and stuff.
Yeah. I just wasn't feeling it. I just wasn't into him at all. Like, he didn't look like his pictures, for one, And, I don't know. He just, like, maybe he wasn't, like, super groomed or whatever. I don't want to sound, like, totally superficial, but,
What, was he dirty looking? Was he just gross looking? What was wrong with his appearance?
It sounds so bad. he had a monobrow.
A mono?
Like one huge eyebrow.
No.
It
really?
It sounds so bad, but it was so unattractive. It, like, turned me off totally.
Was it a big, dark, black, thick one?
Completely.
Those are the best.
Right the
those
I
are
mean,
the best.
If you're gonna go with those.
All right. So he had also called a unibrow.
Yeah.
So you didn't notice that in the pictures, or you said he didn't look like his pictures?
It wasn't like that in the pictures. It wasn't. Like, maybe he had, like, gotten them waxed before he took those pictures. I don't know, but no, I didn't expect that.
Maybe it was, like, you know, pre-puberty when he still hasn't gone through it yet.
Sprouted a bunch
photo.
Of hair.
Yeah.
All right. And you noticed this right away, and you just couldn't stop looking at it? Like, was it like the eclipse? You were just staring at it the whole time?
Exactly. No, exactly like that. Yeah. I had to get out of there before I... Yeah.
All right, but let me ask you a question. Other than the unibrow or monobrow... was there anything else about Colin that you must have liked him because you met him on Bumble, right? So you had to reach out and say, hey, this guy's is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, he seemed sweet. His pictures looked cute.
Yeah.
No, really, there wasn't really another problem, except once I met him, like, I didn't really hear anything he was saying. I was just staring at him.
Oh, yeah.
it was really bad.
But he clearly was hot without the bush on his face.
Yeah, I mean, hot-ish.
All right, well, hey, that can be maintained.
That's what I mean.
That
well, that's
can
what I'm
change.
Saying. Well, I do have to tell you, Sarah, we have Colin with us. He was obviously not able to get to you, so we were helping him out here. He's on the phone listening, actually. So, Colin.
I actually can't believe what I'm even hearing.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Did you
I'm
have
sorry,
one?
This is why I didn't respond to you. I didn't know what to say. I'm sorry, but yeah.
Well, did you have one? Do you have one? What's going on with this?
I mean, I do have thick eyebrows. I'm Italian, so I do have, I mean, I guess thick eyebrows, but I mean, that's a sign of, like, a strong male dominant traits.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
I'm
also
Italian.
I try to keep that. I would have
those
a unibrow.
Things get out of control.
I would
you
have a
that.
Unibrow if I didn't try to take care of it. Now, you're like Anthony Davis, a guy that plays in the NBA for the Pelicans. They call him the unibrow.
What's his name?
His name's Anthony Davis.
I got to look him up.
Yeah, he's called the unibrow. He actually, he loves it. He's marketed
he
himself.
He does?
Yeah, he marketed himself. He's got posters. Yeah. So, did you take care of the unibrow?
Here he is. Really? Yeah. Come on, guy. He's got just a little bit to mow between his eyes.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
Wow, there it is. Yep.
He markets himself that way. Did you take care of it before you got your Bumble pictures, man, or what happened? What's going on?
You know, I don't even think about it. I'd probably have to go back and look. I mean, every time I go to the barber, I get cleaned up. I get a haircut. They trim everything. They trim my eyebrows, my neckline, everything. Huh. So maybe it was just after a photo after the barbershop, but I mean, I feel like this. She's being so shallow because of a stupid eyebrow. Like, really?
Okay.
Well, it's like having good teeth. It's like, it's a big thing for some girls.
All right. Well, listen, you've already said here that you liked him. He looked hot. And other than the unibrow, that's something you could just literally fix in 20 minutes, Sarah. So here's what we do on Second Date Update. If you want to try it back out with Colin, we'll send you back out somewhere here in Madison. If you want to, go back on another date, we'll pay for everything. I'll be happy to do that for you. That way you can, and Colin, you can maybe shave between your eyes or get it to
hair removal,
taped all,
electrolysis.
Whatever. That way she can hear all the words you're saying and she's not just staring at it. And maybe you guys can work it all out. It's up to you, Sarah, if you want to try it again.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be willing to try it
again.
Oh,
good. Look at that.
As long as he takes care of some...
Oh, he sounds enthused.
Boy, you see, you're back now. You're excited. So can you...
That's good news. I'm down.
Oh,
I'm
good.
I'm going to get a haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, you're cute. At least he's trying.
Look at that. All's well as it ends well. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Cute.
All right.
Yay!
Well, it's actually better than I thought it was going to go.
Yeah. Good. Me too, actually. All right. Well, yeah. Let us know when it happens and send us a new picture with the new eyebrows with the two.
We resolved this hairy situation, Marco.
Oh, look
at that.
Oh.
Look at that.
Oh, boy. That was dumb.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. And Krista, super excited because Diva for a Day is happening. We're going to select one lucky person to be totally taken care of and pampered. Krista. Hello. Hey, Krista.
What's going on? Where am I?
Oh, God. We lost her.
What is the meaning of life? That's a good question, Krista. Thank you, Krista.
I guess we're back inside Krista's head.
Why am I always the most motivated to work out and eat healthy when I'm drunk on the couch? I bet men invented the fake pockets on women's clothing so they could watch women reach into their bras to grab things. I wish my life had background music. That way I could know if something bad was about to happen. As scary as horror movies are, none of them scare me as much as someone checking my internet history.
Krista? Hello, Krista.
Oh, yeah. Ladies, make sure you check out madtownjams.com. Click on the Diva for a Day link, and you might be our next diva.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams. You're in her world now.
You want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's Tough Love with Sirius.
Lots of different ways to get your tough love here on 93.1 Jams. You can always hit us up online at madtownjams.com. You can also hit us up on Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. We use the username Jams Mornings if you find us there. Or you can sign up to be a Friends and Benefits member. That takes just a couple of minutes. And then you can text us at 30734. And that's exactly what Lily has done. She is a Friends with Benefits member. And Lily says, Siri, it is such a nightmare getting my kids off to school on Mondays. I don't love it. How should I relax after a stressful morning like Monday mornings?
That is easy. Once you get those hellions out the door to school, you go straight to a spa and get a massage and a facial. Then you go to a happy hour at a bar and meet up with every other overstressed parent in your neighborhood. Call it a support group meeting. And then you guys can just drink margaritas and vent about what awful pieces of your kids can be at times. After that, go home and take a nice afternoon nap. This plan won't make your kids act any better on Mondays, but it will keep you from snapping mentally for the rest of the week, and really, getting through the chaos your kids cause is what's important.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds actually like a good day. Yeah, that won't stop your kids from being all up in your grill, but it will make you relax and you will just love your life that much better. I like that idea.
I don't know what that's like. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, you got to get to the massage and do all that stuff, like she said.
Good.
Love
all
it.
All right, done.
Message here from Facebook from David, who says, Siri, why can't I ever find my coffee cups? I have a bazillion. Mm-hmm. And never can find one when I need one.
Oh, this one is easy as Your coffee cups are all missing from your kitchen because every time you use one, you leave it in your car, at your office, or just in random places all over. For some reason, the coffee cup is one of the most easily forgotten things ever. The irony of the situation is that though the coffee cup is easily forgotten in the afternoon, it is the most important cup in the morning. Nothing in the world will ruin your morning faster than making a pot of coffee and then realizing that you have no cups to put it in for your commute to work. If you go out in your car right now, it will look like a coffee cup storage facility.
Yeah, that's 100% true. You get them and then you're like, I don't need it for the rest of the morning. Comes like, need my coffee again. Where's my cup?
I do that a lot. I just realized that I forgot to wash the dishes the night before.
See? You're like,
so
a dirty cup. I don't care.
In the dirty.
I need my coffee. I'll drink out of a dirty cup.
Yes, sometimes I do.
That's exactly what Wayne has done. He's gone to madtownjams.com and clicked our little form on our website. It says, Siri, all of my hipster friends here in Madison want me to try sushi, but the raw fish, not really into it. I'm more of a pizza and beer kind of guy. Why would I want to eat raw fish anyway, Siri?
Well, this is a two-part question. First, I think your hipster friends suck on principle because I hate hipsters. They are brutal, and their jeans are too tight. Sushi is amazing. It is healthy for you. It is trendy right now, and women straight up love it. My advice is suck it up and learn how to eat raw fish for the ladies. It is far better than eating pizza in your basement alone in your underwear. That's a fact.
That is a fact. It is better than that. But
that's how I roll.
Yeah, pizza in the underwear?
I'm just not a sushi gal. Yeah. I'd rather shove pizza in my mouth.
Yeah, I don't mind fish when it's cooked a little bit. The funny thing is I've eaten some sushi and liked it.
Yeah.
But not enough to like be like sushi guy. Just like it's okay, but
I like
still
the
not,
rolls.
No, yeah.
When they have the rolls.
Yeah, the rolls are good.
Yeah, those egg rolls.
That's not sushi, but I see.
I know.
I got a submission from Sherry, who is a Friends with Benefits member, who says, Siri, my shower is the absolute worst. It has two settings, ice cold or boiling. It ruins my Monday morning. Why does it suck so bad?
There is nothing that is a bigger torture to start your day off than having a shower that is not good in the morning. I hate it when a shower has awful water pressure or can't maintain a steady temperature, so you have to stay on your toes because you never know when all of a sudden you are going to get blasted with a pressure washer stream of water the same temperature as molten lava. I think the worst thing in the entire world though is trying to take a shower in a shower that has a shitty busted drain, so you have to stand in lukewarm water that won't drain. Even thinking about that right now makes me want to throw up. It is so scary trying to stand on the edges of the bathtub gripping it with your toes to keep yourself out of the pool of old soapy water from the shower that wasn't yours earlier in the morning.
Ugh.
I think that standing in old shower water would be an effective interrogation tactic too. Just looking at the gross water would break me and no secret would be safe.
Yeah, it's a good way to torture people. I found a new system. I watched football over the weekend, and I have to watch it on DirecTV because I watch the Redskins. I'm a big Redskin fan.
Right.
But it doesn't come into our market. So I have to watch the commercials because I can't really turn it off because it's streaming. So every time there's a long commercial break on, I went to clean my bathroom yesterday, because I had one of the drains that actually was terrible with a bunch of hair, and so because my kids have long hair. So anyway, I spent the whole day watching football and cleaning my shower from head to toe. I feel very good. And this morning when I took a shower,
you feel very womanly.
No water in the bathroom when I took a shower this morning. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I hope you feel more like a woman now.
I do.
Because we deal with that on a daily basis.
Yes.
Cleaning up after all of you.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jams. If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.